every month, at least every month, for over 10 years now, we have worked to try to celebrate relationships that have been not created by Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, but catalyzed by Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. It takes two people to actually create the relationship. And today we have Julia and Madison, big and little sisters. And I want to welcome both of you. Good morning, Madison. How are you?
I'm good.
And can you tell me how old you are and where you go to school?
I'm 12 and I go to Penn Hills Charter School in Penn Hills.
And where do you live?
I live in Penn Hills.
And what do you like to do for fun? Just on your own, do you have any interests or hobbies?
I like to go skating, and I like swimming, too.
And skating, do you mean ice skating or roller skating?
Roller skating.
I've never, ever been able to do that. Was it hard for you to get good at it?
A little bit.
You're probably way more graceful than I am. Where do you go?
Well, we used to go to Romp and Roll, but since it shut down, I haven't been.
And where do you go swimming?
At Highland Park.
Excellent. Are you on a team?
No.
No, that's, I've always loved this one. When did you start?
I'm not sure.
I know, from the time I was maybe 5 or 6, I loved the swim. You know, this would be the time I would usually ask Julia a little bit about herself, but what can you tell me about her?
She's really nice, and she's a good person to talk to whenever you're feeling down.
That's a sign of somebody that's pretty good. Julia, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in the Pittsburgh area for about 8 years now. I came here for undergrad, and I just kind of stayed. I'm originally from D.C., and I work for Big Brothers Big Sisters as well as being a big for Madison. So.
Well, that's great. What was your undergraduate degree, and where did you go?
I went to University of Pittsburgh. My undergrad, I had two, one in communications and one in Chinese.
What prompted you to get involved as a big?
Actually, my grandmother was a big in the Philly area when I was little. So I remember her talking really fondly of it. And then my brother was actually a big in the Richmond, Virginia area. So they both spoke so highly of it. So when I graduated from Pitt, I wanted to stay involved with the community. And so that was kind of my way to do that. So.
Well, that's a great thing. Madison, I meant to ask you who else is in your family and if you have any shout-outs you'd like to make while you're on the radio for all to hear.
My mom and my Aunt Karen and my best friend, Shalea.
Great. It's. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have a dog named Bella.
Bella?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always like to give shout-outs to the pets because you never know. They might actually hear it. So how long have you two been together?
We've been matched, I want to say like August or September, it was 2 years. So we've been like 2.5 years now.
So Madison, when you say that Julia is good to talk to, I could imagine over a 2 year period, there would be lots of times that you would want to talk. How do you do that? Sometimes it's face-to-face, but a lot of times I'm guessing it's by phone or?
Yeah, it's mostly face-to-face, but we text every now and then.
Yep.
That's great. What is it like to have you ever thought about how your life would be different without Julia or how it's different now with her? Have things changed?
Yeah. A lot of times before I didn't meet her, I used to be bored, and I didn't really like talking to my friends about stuff because they wouldn't understand. And so, yeah, it's been really different.
And how's it been different for you?
It's been great even for me to have someone to talk to to get that different perspective on things. And I went back to school to get my teaching degree, so it was always really nice to bounce ideas off Madison because she's, living it right now. So I'd say, I'm thinking of doing this. what do you think? Or, you know, do you think you the kids would like this? And so she's been a great resource for me to have someone to talk to as well. So.
Are you still in school now?
No, I graduated in December.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So I know a little bit about the school that you're in, Madison. What do you like about it? And are there subjects or classes you have right now that you really like?
Yeah, I like my reading class, and I like the school because they have, like, a different way to teach kids and also make it fun for them. And, like, they have a program to help them get ready for the future and decide what we want to be.
Have you made some choices there or some preliminary choices as to what you might want to be?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of early for that yet. What kind of things are you reading?
In reading class, we're focusing on, like, our skills and everything. And so right now I'm reading a book called The Ninth Ward.
What's that about?
It's about a girl who was birthed by her mom. Well, not her mom, but this lady who takes care of her, whose name is Mama Yaya. And her mom, her actual mom, died. But the girl has been bullied because she has a different eye color. And
like each eye is a different color, mm-hmm. or they're just unusual, her mm-hmm. eye color.
And she sees ghosts.
Huh. That sounds like an interesting book. How old is the girl? Is she about your age or is she younger?
She just turned 12.
That sounds like a great book. Do you like to write at all?
A little bit.
What kinds of things do you write?
Well, I like to write, like, sometimes I'll write stories just for fun every now and then.
That's great. Do you share them with anybody? You probably have Julia you could share them with, but anybody else?
Not really. I usually just write them to myself.
So, Julia, what do you like to do when the two of you get together?
I'm trying to think of some things that we've done recently. Madison loves to go to the trampoline park, and we've done that a bunch. She can jump forever, and after 30 minutes, I'm, like, over there in the corner, like, wheezing. She could just keep going all day. But we've done that, and what else have we done? We went downtown kind of to the Point area when they had that music and arts festival and walked around. That was really fun. What are some other things we've done? What do you like that we do?
I liked whenever we went skating.
And oh, we did.
I'll bet you did.
Yes, she was really good at that too. I just kept falling and then watching her lap me. what else have we done recently?
I'm
trying to think.
We did go on a hayride.
Oh, we did go on a hayride. We do like to go, like, either pick apples or pumpkins, you know, in the fall. And we went on a hayride, and then there was one where you, like, get a flashlight and you crawl in, and they let me go in. I guess I was small enough, and Madison and I had little flashlights, and we're, like, digging through. We're covered in hay. It was fun.
Like, going through. Oh, you were actually on the wagon, like, digging through all the hay.
Yeah, you, like, go underneath, and they give you a flashlight, and you're, like, in a tunnel. And it was me and Madison and a bunch of other kids.
Do either of you cook, or have you cooked together?
We make cookies.
Ooh. We make cookies.
What kind of cookies?
A lot of sugar cookies, and
I want to hang out with the two of you. Do you think you'll be classroom teaching at some point?
I'm not sure. Maybe down the road. It's kind of wherever the wind blows me at this point. I'm super happy at Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it's kind of the best of both worlds. You get, you know, the office setting, and then to hang out with kids too. So that's wonderful.
What prompted you to study Chinese?
I actually grew up all over the world, and so part of the time I was actually living in China, part of my high school. So I learned it then, and then Pitt has a great Chinese program, so I went there to learn, and I just kind of continued all the way through. I mean, I can't say I'm really using it now. I could teach Madison a few words here and there, but I don't think she's really heard me speak too much.
No, you really have to practice it.
Oh, yeah, and you have to keep it up.
Madison, have you had any language exposure to other languages, I'd imagine?
I tried to do Spanish class in my after school, but there was like issues with the teachers and the kids, so I don't really get to do it anymore.
Probably is. What grade are you in now?
Sixth.
Sixth. You'll probably get a chance to do more. How your school at Pantyhose Charter School, does it go through eighth grade or do you know?
It goes up to eighth grade.
Okay, well, so you'll be there for a little while. Well, I have some presents for you. I have a radio patch as a souvenir of your being here. And then I have a pass to the Children's Museum.
Oh, wonderful.
Which you certainly can use today, or you can use it anytime that you would like to. I would suggest Make Shop. Make Shop is an area where you can... there's sewing, there's a 3D printer, there's soldering. It's really meant for older kids. And you might want to go to Water Play. And if you liked the book, Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Yes, I know that one.
If either of you know that book, there's a brand new exhibit called The Pigeon Comes to Pittsburgh based on that book. And even though you're a little older than the audience for that book, you'll... maybe take a trip down memory lane.
I feel like I would like it.
Is there anything else either of you would like to say?
No, not really. Just thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you both here. Anything else you wanted to say, Madison?
No.
Thank you. And you can reach Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh if you would like to be what they call a little.
Or a big.
Mm-hmm. And you can be a big brother, a big sister, or a big couple. There also are mentoring opportunities that are less of a commitment than a longer-term relationship. What's the best way to contact the organization?
You're welcome to contact me, and I can set you up with who you need to reach. I can give you my information.
Sure. Well, bbbspittsburgh.org.
Yep. And you can email me or contact one of us, and we'll set you up, kind of talk you through the different options we have. I run the site-based along with a bunch of other colleagues, so we can set you up with that or community-based, anything you might be interested in. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you to both of you. I want to give you – I almost forgot. I wanted to give you a patch, too.
Thank
because
you, so much.
You can match.
Oh, very good.
You can have matching patches. And thanks so much for being here, both of you. Madison, I hope you'll stop by again if you're ever in the neighborhood. And I hope you will too, Julia.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.